This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Three of Big Iron, our broadcast on What's on Your Mind from the Butler Machinery area here, and they have a few acres in the southeast corner of Big Iron. We're going to talk with a guest in a moment here about what's happening at Big Iron, as we have each and every day. Looking forward to that. Other guests on the show, Senator John Hoeven today. We'll talk with the folks from Pipers, and Chris Berg from Point of View will be here. I'll be on Point of View tomorrow doing the roundtable, so if you're watching KX4 in eastern North Dakota, western Minnesota, it's on West Dakota Fox. You can rate the debate, because we're going to do a little debate tomorrow. So, of course, the big news today is Donald Trump's dinner with Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer last night at the White House. It's about, I don't know, a little after 9 o'clock last night, and I get a news alert. You know, one of those things pops up in your phone, says Trump does deal with Democrats, there will be no wall. And it's about the first time, I think, that since Donald Trump has been president, that I was, I don't know, set back a little bit by it. I just had that gut feeling, you know, we're like, what's going on here? I don't like this. Actually, I don't think the last deal was all that bad, and I think it was a shot across the bow of Republicans to say, if you don't deal with me and you don't start doing stuff, then I'll just start doing deals with them. And what he did, well, he was by 3 months to get tax reform through. If we don't get tax reform through, you know, I don't think there's any chance you can continue the momentum that that Trump has brought the first few months, because what he's doing now is doing it through all the regulatory fixes, right? And saying, for instance, the Obama administration held up the Dakota Access Pipeline. Why? They don't like fossil fuels, right? Trump comes in, says that's ridiculous, issues the permit, and it goes. We got $100 million coming into the coffers of the state of North Dakota alone. You know, and Ryan Rauschenberg, the state tax commissioner, has told us the impact of that. That's one decision by the president. And you do that over and over and fix some of the regulatory stuff. Yes, you're going to have some wind at the back of the economy. But long term, we need that tax reform deal. It's one of the reasons I think Senator Heidi Heitkamp is going to vote for that deal, in my mind. And so she might extract a few things that she wants in return for her vote. She's a smart, savvy politician. But basically, you know, that's a deal worth doing if you're Donald Trump. Because if you get the deal done, that's great. But if reports are true, and there's some dispute on that, and that's why I'm looking forward to having Senator Hoeven on today. Because Democrats last night announced there was a deal. And Donald Trump this morning in a tweet said, there is no deal, but we're close to a deal and we're working on one. So what is it? They said there will be no wall. He said there will be a wall, it'll just be later. But DACA is obviously what they're wanting. Mind you, why is DACA important to them? Votes. They want the votes. That's what this all, you know, they don't care about illegal immigration if they can get the votes. So that's what's going on, I believe. I want to know your take on it. I mean, are you okay with him doing deals with Democrats if it means things get done? Is that okay? Or here's the deal. The swamp Democrats, Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi, if they sit down and say, here's what I want, okay, and Donald Trump's on the other side of the table saying, here's what I want, I'm worried what that list looks like with Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi. So I don't want him doing deals with them. He's got to do deals to get things done, but that's where the Republicans have to get in the game. So I want your take on this, and if you too are worried about this wall. If, for instance, I said there's no wall, it's not going to happen, we're going to do it a different way, how do you react to that? What do you think of that? Please tell me what you're thinking when you're hearing about all this at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Todd, are you ready to take some texts on this question today? Are you ready to handle
I'm always ready.
You're ready to handle the onslaught? Tell people how they text you.
701-226 226-8503.
Mine is 701-367-2054. 701-367-2054. There's some news on Heidi Heitkamp announcing she is running again for a Senate. I don't think that's a big surprise.
How's that news?
Judging by some polling data I'm hearing, though, she is in real political trouble. We'll talk about that today as well. So a lot to get to on the program. And, of course, if you're at Big Iron, come see us. See if you can resist having a handful of peanuts like I've been doing over and over and over again and just absolutely loving every minute of it. Before we get going with the topics of the day and your calls, questions, comments, texts, and tweets, let me chat with Mark Mattson here. Mark is the manager of the Ag Division of Butler Machinery. Mark, how are you?
Good, good. Good this morning.
Nice to see you. The flag is up at Big Iron?
Absolutely.
That's fun, isn't it?
It's a good time of the year.
I love that little tradition when the flag goes up, national anthem plays, everybody's singing along, caps come off, everybody stops, so it's a signal of another day. How does this show fare and compare to others around the region?
I've been to quite a few shows around the upper Midwest area, and I'd say Big Iron by far is, outside of Farm Progress, is probably the biggest show in this part of the upper Midwest area, really. I mean, you compare it to even Husker Harvest right now going on down in Grand Island, Nebraska, and I think we draw as big a crowd as they do, if not more, and that's a national show. So this is more of a regional show as far as most of the manufacturers are concerned.
That's fantastic. It is good. So I say that for folks that maybe haven't been here, hear about it. It's one worth coming to, right?
It is. I mean, this is kind of the fall highlight. Like, Farm Progress is kind of the area for Iowa, Illinois, for launching new product, and Big Iron's the place you come if you're in North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, even Montana, where you draw people from, as well as Canada as well. So it's just a great place to come to and see what's new for the upcoming year.
In the Butler Ag Equipment Stable, you have AGCO products, and AGCO got some great news this week, huh?
Yeah, the announcement of AGCO finalizing their acquisition of Precision Plant was a pretty big deal for us. It's a big, maybe a one more step in the repositioning, I would say, of AGCO in the ag world when it comes to some launching some new product. We have a bunch of new tractors we've talked about here this week, as well as a new sprayer. There's a whole new line of new product coming down the pipeline right now, and Precision Plant acquisition really gives a lot of credibility to AGCO and to Butler and every AGCO dealer that's out there within the technology space of the ag business.
John Deere wanted it, obviously, and it was not able to have it.
They did. I mean, Precision made themselves a pretty big player in this part of the business and the planning aspect and the data collection aspect of this business, and obviously John Deere is a major player in the ag business, and they saw an opportunity to buy that company as well, but didn't pan out for them, but it worked out for AGCO, and it's a good thing for us.
So what does that do to your mix of products?
I think it really just, like I said before, brings a little bit more credibility to what we can offer fully, not just from a machine standpoint, from a data collection standpoint, from a hardware standpoint on the planters, too. I mean, obviously, our white planters from AGCO are going to be available now at Precision, but we're also going to be offering a lot of retrofit kits for machines that are out in the field right now. And it's not just about the machine hardware, but the data that collects off of it. And even though it is mind-boggling sometimes and frustrating at times, I mean, the data piece of our business, like many industries right now, is becoming a big, big part of it.
Talked to a grower yesterday, a farmer, I forget where he was from, but he said, we have had green iron forever, and he said, we're about to buy a new tractor, and he said, my boys are going with this Challenger right here, what they've done with it's pretty incredible. He said, I can't even honestly believe it, but it's their call, and that's what they're going with. Talk a little bit about some of these improvements on these four pieces that are around us here.
Well, especially in the tractor series we have coming up, the 1000 series have been on for about a year now. All German engineering, a lot of Fendt DNA from Fendt Procline over in Mark Toberdorf, Germany, that AGCO owns or has owned for a long time, and you're starting to see they're a major player globally, and Fendt has started to put a lot more DNA into their product that we're selling here in North America, which includes the new 700 CBT as well we talked about this week. So it really, I mean, from an efficiency standpoint, from a productivity standpoint, you know, we talk about fuel gain. Sometimes we brag about, oh, we have 5% or 10% better fuel economy in some of our machines versus the competition. Like 1000 series as an example, to a comparable four-wheel drive, we're seeing gains of 25, 35%, which is significant, right? It's not just a talking point anymore. It's serious money at that point.
Any last points you want folks to know as they're heading to Big Iron for the final day?
Well, it is the final day, so just come on out here. We got our full force of salespeople and product specialists out here to answer any questions you might have, and we'd be happy to have you in the booth.
And you don't need an air conditioner to, you know, like
no.
A portable fan to walk around with like the last couple of days.
Not so. Today, and we got plenty of peanuts left, too. So.
Well, I'm trying to do my part to make sure they're all gone by the end of the show. Thanks so much, Mark. Appreciate it. Mark Manson, who is the director of Ag Division of Butler Ag Equipment, and he and the whole crew ready to meet you, say hi, and come on by. Love to do it. Let's start with Steve in Minot here. Steve, what's on your mind?
Hey, Scott. How's it going this morning?
Good, sir. How are you?
Good. Yeah, I was a bit taken back by that announcement, and I don't know if it's just political. Well, it is political points that Pelosi and Schumer are trying to score, but you have to participate with those folks, but we all know, or I know, and I think you know, what they're all about, and it's not less government and less regulation. It's all about giving away free stuff and outlawing coal and oil and everything else, so... if he truly is going to give them DACA and not build the wall, that's insane.
I couldn't agree anymore. Steve, hang on. Let's finish this conversation on the other side of the break. 800-228-0550. Just tell me your gut feeling when you heard this news and what you think, what to make of it. More coming up.
So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
If you're a foreman for an oil company, listen up. Eric from Delta Constructors wants your business. Here's what they can do for you.
We can do turnkey well sites, flow lines, set your pump jacks, fabricate conditioning modules, modular skids, tank batteries. We can do electrical and mechanical design, survey work, field engineering on the electrical and mechanical side, pipe insulation. We do have a portable fire trailer.
Turnkey solutions. One call does it all. Call Eric, 406-250-8151 or deltaconstructors.net.
Hi, I'm Peter Stendrum, president of First International Bank and Trust. From humble beginnings in 1910, our four-generation family-owned business has been delivering on our promise to help dreams come true, one customer at a time. Our style of banking places the focus on you first and your overall experience. We keep your best interests in mind and strive to provide smart financial solutions that improve and simplify your life. We're First International Bank and Trust. How can we help you?
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
What's the safest method to transport oil? Pipelines. Matt Ramsey, president of Energy Transfer Partners of the Dakota Access Pipeline, counters the main claim by protesters that pipelines do not protect the water.
The statistics will tell you unequivocally that transporting hydrocarbons by pipeline is far safer than any other method that's out there. In the case of the Bakken crude that's being transported by rail anyway across this very body of water, statistically, that's a lot riskier proposition than is transporting it by pipeline. And so there's no arguing with the facts or the statistics on that matter, but yet that's not what we got here. We got people that were spreading misinformation about this and doing it very well, by the way. They were very effective in terms of charging up their base of people, but they did it with facts that just were not correct.
Matt Ramsey of Energy Transfer Partners on the Dakota Access Pipeline Radio History. Thanks for listening.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Butler Machinery's Big Iron location is where we're at today on What's On Your Mind. You've been looking at the bottom line lately and saying, where am I going to find some bucks here? I've got to find something that puts us in a better position. I want you to think about commercial contract maintenance. Just do this, and you'll agree with me in a few seconds. HATandSons.com is the website. Go to the commercial link, and you'll see a video there that talks about the Link service network and what they do. So it's really working for a lot of folks. It's a financial and a mechanical solution to lowering owning and operating costs. So you'll like it. H.A. Thompson and Sons, and online at hatandsons.com. Telephone number is 800-228-0550. Some text pouring in, but I want to talk to you today. I'll use the text, but this is the kind of thing where you just need a conversation to say, what's your gut feeling about these deals? What's going on here? And Steve, I'm a Donald Trump fan, have been for a while. Most of the audience was there before I was. Some of those folks that just kind of had to get used to his style. You know, I remember when he talked about John McCain and that he preferred the heroes that didn't get captured, and I just about buckled at the knees. I'm like, oh my gosh. But once you understand Trump, you sort of get beyond that. Then you understand, you know, his success, and you say, gosh, we need somebody willing to break the model on how it's done, because how it's been done by who it's been done by has brought us to this mess, and we have $20 trillion in debt, so we can't just tinker around the edges. And Trump's great at that. He's absolutely great at that. What I worry about, and I'm curious if you do, is I don't think Donald Trump wakes up every day with an inner core of convictions politically, for instance, that William F. Buckley would jump up and down over, right? That would just be rock solid conservative, Art Laffer and Reagan-esque, and I think he agrees that's the way the country should go, but it's not in his DNA necessarily. And that's what worries me about these deals with the swamp dwellers. You know what I mean? But he's a great deal maker too. So on the other hand, do you think he's smart enough to sniff that out? What's your take?
I hope he is. I truly think he is. Maybe have some, quasi handshake agreement, get them talking about it, and then, force it in your direction. But I think, the conservatives before, and I don't even consider them a conservative, but those staunch conservatives, the Ted Cruz's of the world and whatever, I like them. I like the way they speak, but nobody listens to them. And I think the genius behind Trump is that I think he might single-handedly injured the credibility of the mainstream media to the point where the average American can truly understand that they've been duped for 30 years, 40 years, starting with Walter Cronkite. I mean, the guy was a, soft core communist that was trying to impact public opinion by, complete control over the news media. And they're waking up to that. So if you might not like it, it's ugly. But I think he's making his points, but I truly hope he doesn't roll over this easy. There's a reason the Democrats don't want a wall. It's because they work. And if it's put in place, illegal immigration will stop. And that is a train wreck for the Democratic Party. They will do anything to make sure that as many people get across that border as possible.
Yeah, and that's how Washington works, right? So when we say, okay, you're not going to have the wall, well, what does that mean? Maybe that means, we never were going to have a wall border to border, right? I mean, we never were going to have this. I don't know what that means, but if we're being smart about, using a wall where you absolutely need a wall, and then you're going to do some electronic, different measures and use some technology in a different way in another stretch, fine. I just got to hear it. But the idea that somehow the wall, as you point out, is offensive to the Democrats. It's offensive. They don't like it because it keeps voters out that they're counting on down the road, right? This is how they grow the party. So that's why they don't like it. But if Trump is saying, hey, I agree, it's offensive, we shouldn't do it because, shucks, I don't want to make anybody mad, I would be off the charts ridiculous mad. I don't know that that's what's happening yet. In fact, he's even tweeted about this morning is that he's talking about a delay in the wall. But the Senate's already funded part of it, so I don't know why we even need to delay it, to tell you the truth.
the thing about the wall is, relatively speaking, permanent. You need a reasonable number of people on one side of it to monitor it. But if it's all electronic, if that's where they're going, as soon as they take power, they just turn off all the electronics and let everyone go through. I don't think they could take bulldozers and push over. They could, but I don't think that would get them, having them maintain their power for very long. So walls are permanent, and the satellites and helicopters and drones can be shut off with the whether it's a signed into law or just simply an executive action. They're not very permanent.
Appreciate the call, Steve, a lot, and welcome others. Just tell me what you're thinking today about all this. 800-228-0550. Let's see. I still trust and support the President of the United States 100%, says this listener. Many in his own party won't help him, so he has to cut deals with the leftists. The wall being built is still a must-have. Without the wall, our borders will be wide open again with an anti-American leftist like Obama. When an anti-American leftist like Obama gets elected again. Another says that the Democrats said there was a deal so they could steal the headlines. Trump never said he was sending the 800,000 Obama voters back. The media assumed he was going to. Trump just didn't extend the program. He'll agree to give them amnesty, was going to anyway, in exchange for border security. Chuck and Nancy will claim they won, and Trump gets his deal done. You can thank the media for that win. They assumed something, and Trump took advantage of it. Would you be okay with that deal? By the way, AP today is saying that President Trump has denied the assertion by Congress's top two Democrats that they reached an agreement with him that would preserve protections for young immigrants in the U.S. illegally while providing border security enhancements. But not the southern wall he has coveted. No deal was made last night on DACA. That's the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. Trump tweeted bright and early this morning, contrasting a characterization of a private White House dinner Wednesday night by his guests, Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi. Trump said massive border security would have to be agreed to in exchange for consent, would be subject to a vote. Interesting. Hours earlier, right after the dinner, the press secretary pushed back against the Schumer-Pelosi statement embracing the claim of a deal. She reiterated that point, saying, while DACA and border security were both discussed, excluding the wall was certainly not agreed to. So kind of goes back to, what do we believe out of these mainstream media types anyway? And, their quote-unquote sources or believe of Pelosi and Schumer. Jim on I-94, you're next on What's On Your Mind.
Yes, good morning.
How are you, sir? I'm going to have to have you hang on a second. I just realized the clock is going to tell me we need to take a break here, but I'll chat with you first when we come back from the break. So, Jim, have a cup of coffee and...
Very good, sir.
Take a sip while you're driving, and we'll have you on in a moment here, okay?
Okay, sir.
Big Iron, Butler Machinery, our location for the final day today, southeast corner of Big Iron. Stop and say hi.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
I'm at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too, to collect a few ideas on how to make every day better for you. And, of course, the spas do that, and the pools do that, and that great patio furniture and all the fun you can have outside does that. But the sauna is probably the healthiest thing you sell. And there's new studies that suggest, think long and hard about being in a sauna all year. Why?
20-year study by the University of Finland, and they tested men, and men who sat in a sauna minimum of 4 times a week have reduced their chance of Alzheimer's or dementia by 66%. And it's the number 5 killer of men in the United States. 66% better chance of not getting that dementia or Alzheimer's by sitting in a sauna.
And many other health benefits you talked about as well, right?
That's right. I mean, there's wellness, there's detoxification, you sleep better, you truly relax, you get rid of the bad out of the body, the metals, a lot of great reasons.
Take it from Vince at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Bismarck, Fargo, Grand Forks, Minot 2, online at hotspringnd.com.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that will be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Dancing at Big Iron now because of our music, so nice, Todd. Nice job on that.
Now, Manny gets that credit.
Is that right? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I take all the credit there.
Thank you, Manny. That's good stuff. Yeah. Keep it coming, will you? Just get us all pumped up here. They're literally jumping up and down with us.
If I were doing the music, it would sound more like this.
It's not bad either. Still dancing. Well, they're laughing too, but yeah.
See?
Exactly.
Lawrence,
we know
how to. His orchestra.
North Dakota, born and bred.
There you go.
We're having fun at Big Iron. Butler Machinery Booth, come by and say hi today. Final day, we'll be broadcasting live. We're heading out to New York City. The deadline for you to sign up and join us is Monday, October 2nd. It is the date's Monday, November 27th when we leave, and that's mainly a travel day. We do a little bit of a tour when we get there from like 6 to 9 and then head over to Cat's Deli for a bite to eat. Fabulous place to eat. Oh, check into the Homewood Suites in Midtown Manhattan. Love that hotel. They have great breakfast. Fantastic. Been there the last couple of years. Tuesday is the day we take the Alive After 5 cruise, plus do some touring of New York City. Wednesday is the day we start at Fox and Friends. You meet the crew from Fox and Friends. And folks, you can't do this on any other tour. Ellis Island, Carmine's for Dinner, Phantom of the Opera, great Broadway show, the longest-running musical ever. That's where we're going. Yeah. Start spreading the news, would you? Because we're going to be there. And we're also doing a tour around New York City. I told you that already. That was Tuesday night. So what are we doing Thursday? Thursday's 9/11 Memorial and Museum. The One World Observatory, that's brand new, just opened. 360-degree view in every direction from the top of the One World Trade Center. Incredible. They have a restaurant up there, too. Trump Tower for dinner that night. Many of the meals are included, by the way. Radio City Christmas Spectacular with the Rockettes that night. Friday, December 1st, we're doing lunch at Tavern on the Green, Central Park. Dinner at Ellen Stardust Diner, both included. Then the Broadway production of beautiful, the Carole King musical, which is getting rave reviews. Then we head home on the 6th of December. Do you want to come? I hope so. My wife Marie and I are hosting this. Love to have you. We have great friends from this, but only 60 people can join us. And when they're gone, they're gone. Last year we ended up sold out and had a lot of disappointed folks saying, I want to go. Don't waste your time. Monday, October 2nd, the deadline, but literally if you want a seat, it could sell out at any time. 952-898-3478 is the number to call. That's Jason from Group Travel Planners and their website. You can do it online, grouptravelplanners.com. Any questions about it, just email me because love to tell you more about it. Scott H at flagfamily.com. Jim's traveling 994. Want to talk a little bit about Donald Trump working with the Democrats and whether that's a good idea. Go ahead, Jim.
Yes. Morning, Scott. You know, morning. I got your comments you made earlier about when you brought the top of your show, where you brought the subject up. You know, got me thinking it. As much as I shudder to think of working with those two people, I don't even like mentioning their names. You know, I think it's exactly why I voted for Donald Trump. And this is why, Scott. I voted for Donald Trump to get stuff done. And he's tried his hardest to work within the system that is provided for him as our elected president. And it's a broken system. And our system is so broken. I'm 59 years old. I can only think of a few bright spots in our political history. And it's come to a total deadlock. And if considering half the vote is one way, half the vote is the other way, the only way to get things done is somehow work together to make compromise. And I'm sure as most of us, I'm not going to be really happy with any of the compromises that are going to be made. But at least we will be moving forward as a country again in slower steps than he'd like. But at least he's going to keep the ball rolling in the right direction, because I believe, you know, an old saying, and I believe Donald Trump lives by it, if I do everything right, from the heart, majority of the people, I can never do anything wrong. And that's all I got, Scott. I just wanted to make those comments.
You're making great comments. I understand where you're coming from, too, because we do need to get things done. I am not a big proponent of getting things done for the sake of getting them done, but I do trust Donald Trump enough to recognize, okay, who is it and what was it that got you elected? And get close enough to a deal. I think what I hear you saying, Jim, is you just trust him enough to get a deal done.
Yeah, well, I also, you know, another thing that fuels this is there are things going on that are not good in this country, not to mention what's going on in the world. You know, there's some really, really serious issues that are way overdue to be dealt with. And if we can't starting with the little things and get to the big things that are life-changing for all of us, we're all going to suffer greatly. So, you know, that's the way I look at it, I guess.
What worries you the most? What's the biggest thing you want him to fix?
So, right now, honestly, biggest thing of him working with Democrats, he's calling the fires in the streets of our country. My biggest fear is the Civil War. You know, I mean, if things don't calm down, there's a lot of people that have had enough, you know, and things are only heading down a very dangerous path for this country. You got to pull together. Either we're going to sink together or we're going to swim together. What's it going to be, people? You know?
Well, and between the Black Lives Matter agitation, between you know, Berkeley and other things we've seen, you're not far off. You know, on where sort of the mood the country is going. I don't know some of those people. I think no matter what ultimately is done, it may calm things a little bit, but I don't know that you've quieted that crowd. You know what I'm saying?
But you know, if correct me if I'm wrong, and I really don't know. I think it has calmed in the last week or two. And
that's not saying much, but
yeah,
you know, I think you're right, though. I think the the deal initially on the debt ceiling and then this one, I think give some people some hope that, okay, things are going to get done. I'm just worried. I'm trusting in his deal-making skills enough, but still have in the back of my head that nagging little worry that when you're doing a deal with Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi, you're doing the deal with some really nasty swamp dwellers. You know, that's the only thing that worries me.
Yeah,
You're dancing with the devil, Scott, is what you're doing in my view. And,
I thought it. I thought it. You said it.
Okay, you know, and as far as I'm concerned, President Trump, thank God we got him there to at least attempt this, you know. I don't know who else could have done this.
Well, that's a good point, too, Jim. We've been doing deals forever, and we always get it the short end of the deal. So now we've got an actual deal maker in there, and who might not necessarily have the conservative core that we do, but knows why he got elected. So yeah, I think we just got to let this play out. Probably the best thing to do.
Yeah, I just continue to pray for Mr. Leader, and I expect better things to come.
Never go wrong there. Thanks a bunch, Jim. Now, let me ask you this. To Jim's point, and Jim, you can answer this too before you go. To your point of, okay, I just want to quiet this down, everything. What are you willing to give for that? In other words, if the wall goes, okay, I wanted the wall, but I'm willing to give up the wall. That's okay. Are you? I mean, is the wall okay to be tossed in on a deal?
Well, you know, I guess the short answer to your my short answer to your question would be the right to life would be the only thing that I will not compromise. And if he does, if anybody does, then I'm done with you, you know. But anything else, the people who are smarter than I am, you know, they're looking at the big picture. It's really hard to say, you know. The DACA program, I say it's a compromise. Let a few million young people stay. Okay, I could give that up. You know, if that's part of a compromise, you know, to, you know, whatever. You know, that's not the end of the world for us. And I think we're making a bigger issue of it than we should be, quite frankly, and just let it happen. And we're responsible for it. We let it happen in the first place. And it's kind of shame on us to maybe go back and, we changed our mind. Get out of here. Just doesn't sit right with me.
Good stuff, Jim. Thanks for sharing your thoughts. Appreciate it very much. Welcome others. Would you be okay with a deal that excluded the wall? If he's, quote-unquote, getting things done, moving the ball on the agenda, but has to give up on the wall, is that okay? I want to know. 800-228-0550. 701-258-0550. I agree with him on DACA, though, personally, and you can disagree with me, and I'd welcome it, but, you know, mainly because, well, first of all, what I don't agree with is breaking the law, and I do agree that everybody says if we don't right-size this, if we don't take this on, if Trump doesn't do what he did, say 6 months it's going away, then you tell people it's okay to break the law, but it's not okay to break the law. On the other hand, they ended up breaking the law. Why? Because our government said, come on in, and it's okay. And if you remember Barack Obama, the border crossings were spiking because he said, basically, here's what's coming. He wanted it. So that was a failure of the federal government. Remember that. So that's why I think you're going to put that on them? You're going to put that on the individuals? One argument is yes, and I'd be fine if we said, look, we've got to figure out a way to do this, because it's essentially amnesty to continue to renew these worker permits. But they're here legally because of the government now. I don't like it, but it's the fact. Grand Forks, Frank, you're next on What's On Your Mind.
Hey, good morning, Scott.
Morning.
What's on my mind is I think we need the wall, and the reason why is because if we don't build it, and in the future we get a new Democratic administration, you know what they're going to do. They're going to relax enforcement, and we're going to be back to where we were before. Now, as far as compromise goes, I'm real reluctant to do that, but I would agree with DACA in exchange for no wall, only if they have employer verification. In other words, you have to be a citizen to be employed.
Good idea. I don't know why we don't do that. If I go to Target, you know, to buy a six-pack of pop,
They know within a second whether I have enough money in my account. Why in the world can't we do the same thing with just say, hey, are you a citizen or not? So good suggestion, Frank. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right. Get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Need an escape? No, not a vacation. An escape from your basement. Here at Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. So not only do we provide you an escape from your basement, we provide you with sunlight into that dark, dreary space to make you feel like you're on vacation. Okay, maybe not, but you will relax knowing you have a safe way out. For more information on egress windows, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
MBI Energy Services is hiring all throughout the Bakken. If you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company, look no further than MBI Energy Services, serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979. MBI offers comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Join a team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today. Visit MBIEnergyServices.com or call 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. 844-MBI-JOBS.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Muhammad Ali, Cassius Clay, walk like a butterfly and sting like a bee. So he's just playing a little game. He'll be out there stinging him in a little bit. Have a good day.
Of course, he's referring to Donald Trump, President of the United States. You know, Muhammad Ali doing his thing.
It was floating, though, right?
Yeah, floating.
Not walking like a... Do butterflies walk?
Pond, pool, you know.
Yeah.
Walk like a...
Pond.
Float like a butterfly or fly like a butterfly? No, float like a butterfly, sting like a bee. Yeah. Exactly right, whatever. Well said, Todd. Well, I'm not having peanuts at the Butler Machinery Big Iron booth where we're at today for one final day. I'm down the road here, just a tish from the Big Iron, Red River Valley, West Fargo Fairgrounds, at PetroServe USA, the folks that help America fuel better. Oh, my gosh, do they. Cookies are a weakness for me, folks, and they have them, and they're really, really good. The Hot Stuff Personal Pan Pizza. The 20-ounce drink and two cookies, four items, $4 all day, every day at PetroServe USA. They have NDSU gear. They are in Mandan. They are in Bismarck. They are in Valley City and Castleton. They're in West Fargo, Fargo, and Moorhead. They're up in Grand Forks now as part of the Valley Dairy family as well. Way up in Grafton, over to Bemidji, down to Wahpeton, PetroServe USA. They're everywhere. Dilworth, Glendon, helping America fuel better. Jim in Perham, Minnesota, and a caller from Pizik are next up to go here. Let's get you in before the top of the hour news break. Pizik first. What's on your mind?
Hi. I was watching the news one night last week, and they were interviewing this fellow, a DACA he was getting DACA funding or whatever. He was dressed in a suit and tie, and he was going to Harvard. I said, how many of our families around here can afford to send their kids to Harvard? And we're that's on our dime. So I don't know. I hate to see them being pushed out, but it's not fair. We should look after our own citizens first, I think.
Yeah, it's a bad deal all the way around. But do you want them deported? Steve Bannon said the other night they should self-deport. In other words, you're here on something, and again, how they're here is on a work permit, so we give them the work permit that renews, right? We don't have to renew it. That was the Obama thing. That's what he did, totally against the law, totally without regard for the normal process with how Congress does it, okay? So what Trump would do is to say in 6 months, we don't renew them anymore. We don't do it. And then they would have to be deported. They would have to go home to wherever they came from. Do you want that to happen?
Well, it's only fair, I think. I don't know. I mean, we have to obey the laws. The rest of us have to, so...
Yeah. My only thought is they're here through no fault of their own, over and over and over again, and obviously a broken system. It reminds me of when Reagan, was quote-unquote trying to fix the system, saying, fine, we're going to draw the line here, and if you're here, you're in. If you're not, you're not. And so it's been done before, but I hear you. I mean, the argument you're saying is, look, there's 65 Harvard students that are here as part of an illegal program. That would mean 65 spots available to somebody else at Harvard, which is a coveted spot. There's 700,000 jobs that would be open for Americans who didn't break the law. So
right.
I get it. My only point is I don't know that you need to die on the sword. If Democrats are that consumed with the voting bloc they have there, and Trump's ultimately the one to fix it, so he may get some of those votes anyway. If
that's
that consumed,
the only reason the Democrats wanted to keep it in place is because all these people are going to vote Democrat.
You darn tootin'.
That's all they look at. They're not concerned with the lifestyle of these people. They aren't worried about their poorness or their richness. They are just interested in having more votes. And you know what, Scott? You should name names on the radio so we could write to these people that are bucking Trump all the time. And we could make them know that we're not going to vote for him next time if they don't support him.
Well, you can start with Heidi Heitkamp.
Oh, I'm not voting for her.
Well,
I've already written to her.
Did she write you back?
Not yet. Not for the latest one, no.
I've had some humorous emails and calls from listeners who've gotten really ridiculous responses from Heidi Heitkamp. I wish she'd treat her... the citizens of North Dakota better. I understand that, she's not going to agree with all of them. They're not going to be of the same opinion, but they're fellow North Dakotans, supposed to serve everyone, and some of those letters are just downright ridiculous, dancing around the issue that people are asking about. But you know what? You're a smart group of people. North Dakotans are smart, savvy, and I don't think she can hide. Appreciate the call. Thank you. Let me get Jim and Perm in here real quick. I got about 40 seconds. Jim, go ahead.
Hey, Scott, thanks for picking my call real quick here. On the wall, Trump's the deal maker, right?
I'd say.
Okay, here's the deal I got for Trump. You take down the wall at the White House, and we'll get rid of the wall at the border. If the wall's good for one, the wall's good for the other. Take the one at the White House down, and we'll get rid of the one at the border.
That's the deal.
I
thought the same thing whenever Pope Francis decides to weigh into political matters in the United States of America in keeping us safe. I thought, well, I mean, there's walls always. There's borders, there's nations. Although there's some people in the Democratic Party I don't believe want it. I don't think they want borders or nations or just all world citizens. You know, my Lord. Thanks, Jim.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550. And tell us, what's on your mind?
New York City. There's no other city like it anywhere in the world. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Henry, host of What's on Your Mind. My wife Maria and I are again hosting a trip to New York City with you, our fine listeners. We've done this for several years, and we love it, showing you the sights of New York City, because really, there's something for everyone. Broadway shows, like Phantom of the Opera. Do you know that's the longest-running musical ever? It's an incredible show. Great story. There's a brand new one that's hot right now. Beautiful. The Carole King musical. You got to see that. Radio City's Christmas Spectacular featuring the Rockettes. That's just pure entertainment. We'll go to the 9/11 Memorial and Museum to observe that somber place where the attack on our soil happened. Plus, we'll go to the top of the all-new One World Observatory and see that all-new view from what used to be One World Trade Center. Good restaurant dining and so much fun. Will you join us? GroupTravelPlanners.com has the details. GroupTravelPlanners.com or call Jason 952-898-3478.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.